Greetings, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for today, March 2nd, 2024. We present you the key developments in the industry this week, connecting the threads in the narratives that shape our financial world. In a landmark case, a rural customer, done wrong by subpar roof repairs conducted in the wake of a 2018 hailstorm, has been awarded $42,000 in compensation. Initially handled by insurer HDI Global Specialty, the highly disputed case took 4 years to resolve. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority stepped in, leading to a final settlement that massively surpassed HDI's original offer of just over $9,000. This case not only affirms the insurer's obligation towards its policy, but also highlights the crucial role of authorities in giving the common man the justice they deserve. Moving on to the life insurance sector, Clearview Wealth is setting high standards. A strategic shift exclusively towards life insurance has paid off with a solid 32% boost in their underwriting profits last year, resulting in total earnings of $17.3 million. The company's growth trajectory shows a promising future as it targets reaching a $400 million in-force premium and even higher profit margins within the next 3 years. The innovations led by Managing Director Nadine Gooderick go to show that strategic realignments can indeed pave the way for improved stability and growth. In superannuation news, the proposition that death benefits be bequeathed to charities has run into rough weather. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or ASFA, has raised valid concerns regarding the legal and operational complications of such a move. Confirming a charity's legitimacy, abiding by anti-money laundering rules, as well as potential legal disputes involving beneficiaries, are among the challenges that need thorough analysis. Clearly, any policy alteration needs a deep dive considering the complex legal risks for superannuation fund trustees. Finally, a precedent-setting decision in Victoria creates an impact on class actions against large insurance firms. The Victorian Supreme Court, presided over by Justice Lisa Nichols, has put a cap on legal fees at 30% in the case against Insurance Australia Group, or IAG. This is a substantial move promoting fairness and addressing overblown legal costs. The action initiated by Quinn Emanuel Urquhart and Sullivan covers investors active during parts of 2020 and centers around IAG's alleged misrepresentation of its policies. A win for the plaintiffs. This decision ensures they take home a larger chunk of any settlement. That's all for this week's Industry News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your go-to for personal and business insurance. For more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Until next time, stay informed, stay secure.